I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
WICD, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing great. What's your name?
Helen.
Helen, you're on right now with Rebecca Rosen.
Hi, Helen.
Hi. Hi, Rebecca.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. So, Helen, has your mom passed on?
No.
Okay.
My mom is still with us.
Who would be the mom who is like a mom to you? So it's either grandmother.
Yeah, my grandmother passed away 2 years ago.
Yeah, so she's really strong, and she had a very strong faith in the afterlife or her, you know, religion. But she's showing me a cross, and when I see that, it means to have faith. And she's talking about the father. So has your father passed? Somebody had upper respiratory issues. I mean, my lungs are hurt.
My uncle passed away from cancer.
Lung cancer?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that would be the father figure. What I can tell you is he's kind of he's rolling his eyes. When I see that, it means he didn't believe in any of this, but now he does. And he wants you. So is he connected to your father?
Yeah, they're brothers.
And your father is alive?
No, my father passed.
Then they're together.
Because he also had brain cancer, so...
What's going on is your uncle and your dad and then that grandmother, the other grandma, the maternal grandmother. So
their maternal grandmother or my
yours. It's the one who you said passed 2 years ago.
Yes.
Okay. So sides don't matter, but these are the ones who come around to you. And what's going on is your dad he's very sweet. I can tell you there's this feeling of he really has a soft spot in his heart for you. And he's thanking you for what you said to him at the end or gave him permission on some level to go. He didn't want to leave, but he was not comfortable. So he had no choice on some level. He's talking about 11, 11, 11. So if I'm seeing that, either it's you're seeing that or there's some connection to November or the 11th of a month.
Yeah, November 26th was when he passed.
That's it. So when you see the 11 or you see 11/26, it's him saying, I'm still alive. It's about celebrate his memory. Now, he's very proud of you. You've made some big changes in your life. And it's taken a lot of courage. And he's saying to you, you're going to be happier. And he's talking about don't overthink things. You get very stuck in your head sometimes. And you get analysis paralysis. You can't move forward. And it's good because you're very meticulous and thoughtful. But you also want to let go and go with the flow sometimes. Okay.
Yeah.
Your dad didn't understand this until he got over there. And I'm supposed to bring a B as in Bill. Do we know who this is?
B as in Bill?
Bob. There's a B name with him. Male.
Male?
Yeah. And then he's showing me the black, I think it's a black lab or black dog. These are all with him. And yeah, and then he just showed me, so I know his brother's there, but there's another either best friend or like a brother. And he's showing me fishing. It's something about being out.
My dad used to fish all the time.
He's out fishing. So if he showed me this is what his heaven looks like. But he's with his brother and one other guy. Sometimes you have to sit with this. I was just saying, sometimes we get psychic amnesia and we can't think. Okay? But he's not alone. But he's not alone. And he's saying to you, he's sorry he passed on or around. It was either somebody's birthday, a holiday.
Well, it was around Thanksgiving, but my grandma's the one that passed away on my son's birthday.
That's it. It's your grandma talking right now. Because it's hard to celebrate this. And so the grandmother is like a mom to you. And she's trying to say to you, she just wants you to celebrate her memory, but focus on your son, not her death.
Helen, thanks for calling in this morning.
Okay, thank you
It is so good to
much.
Talk to you.
Thanks so
Helen.
Much.